Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week and quite busy and passed some legislation that has actually been signed into law the same week that will change the way that alcohol is sold in Pennsylvania. What are some of the details of the plan?
Well, that's correct. Consumers will see more choices in the way alcohol is sold in Pennsylvania under a bill approved and signed into law. The legislation is expected to generate up to $150 million in much-needed state revenue as well. House Bill 1690 will give consumers more options, including wine in grocery stores and six-pack shops, expanded Sunday and holiday hours in state wine and spirit stores, direct shipment of wine to consumers, and flexible pricing. This effort is considered a significant step towards privatizing the retail alcohol sales in Pennsylvania, which has some of the most restrictive laws in the nation. Consumers should be experiencing benefits from provisions of the new law by Thanksgiving.
Also, there's some good economic news for Pennsylvania, particularly Western Pennsylvania, and it has to do with the natural gas production industry and what's done with that gas after it's taken out of the ground. What's going on here?
After years of ongoing work at the state and local levels, Shell Chemical announced this week it will build a multi-billion dollar ethylene cracker plant in Beaver County, signaling a boost in the state's economy and an increase in demand for natural gas from the Marcellus and Utica shales. The company estimates that nearly 6,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent jobs will be created by this plant, which will refine natural gas to make many of the plastics and other petrochemical byproducts used every day. A third-party study has concluded that up to 17,500 in direct, indirect, and induced jobs could be associated with the economic activity created by this plant. The decision to build the facility in western Pennsylvania was aided by the enactment of a number of business-friendly policies by the General Assembly in recent years.
And the House also acted on a couple of bills that will help teachers out, especially teachers who may be in a military family and may have to move in and out of the state and have some problems with some of their professional qualifications. What's going on here?
We in the legislature are always trying to find ways that we can help our military and military families. And on that note, the House recently passed two measures designed to help teachers who have military ties and to grant flexibility in recognizing their professional education qualifications. House Bill 2078 would help teachers by expediting educator certification and reducing fees for members of the military, military veterans, and their spouses. This is especially helpful for military members and their families who frequently move across state lines while performing service-related duties. House Bill 2082 would also allow a professional educator to carry over excess continuing professional education credits or hours into the next compliance period. Both bills now move to the Senate for their consideration.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.